Wait till you hear Daryl Issa turn up the heat, and I'm talking about flaming white hot heat on Eric Holder. I mean, Eric Holder is the leader, of course, of the Attorney General of the United States, the highest ruling individual when it comes to law. He's the
Grand Poobah?
Yeah, that'll work. Grand Poobah here. Anyway, he's the highest ranking legal person. Cory Gardner, you're a congressman. What do you call it? This guy's the Attorney General of the United States.
Yeah, he is the Attorney General of the United States. He is the highest law enforcement officer in the country.
That's what I would... Thank you. The highest ranking law enforcement officer in the United States. Thank you very much. That's why you're a congressman and I'm just a schmo over here on the radio.
Grand
Poobah. The end of the world is coming, so you never know.
Seriously, though, did you... Yeah, right.
Sorry.
Did you catch that Fast and Furious... well, you're probably tied up, but did you see him get in Eric Holder's face?
You know, I have certainly followed up today with what happened yesterday at committee and believe that Daryl Issa is going to move forward by July 4th on whether or not there's a contempt movement and vote by the House committee. I, of course, have co-sponsored a resolution asking for his resignation. So, again, I think Daryl Issa is doing a tremendous job getting to the bottom of what is happening over at the Department of Justice.
No, he and Chaffetz yesterday. It was masterful. So we'll play that for you coming up a little after this interview with the congressman. We can go in a number of different directions. Quick take your view on Wisconsin and what happened.
In Wisconsin, you know, if this is the long, slow decline, I believe, of public sector union influence over elections. The first recall of a governor in the history of Wisconsin and the country, they failed miserably. It wasn't a close vote. It was a wide open margin. And I think this sends a strong message that people believe in free markets and believe that the government ought to live within its means. And I think this bodes well for November.
Give us a comment on another topic here. Illegal tuition break, or illegals are getting a break, 58% at Metro State. This is unprecedented. It didn't pass, obviously, when it was put to the representatives here on a state level, but it passed through this 7-1 vote at Metro State. An opinion on that?
Well, I read that in the paper this morning, and of course, I oppose in-state tuition for illegal immigrants. I think it's the wrong policy. It sets the wrong kind of message to people who are in the country illegally. And I think we got to work on border security before anything else, and I think Metro State has it backwards.
All right. Now, one of the reasons we wanted to come on the House Energy and Commerce Oversight Investigation Subcommittee, there's so many committees now going here.
There's a lot of subcommittees.
There was a memo released recently here, documents outlining a series of intricate policy negotiations that were used to craft the health care law that folks like you, certainly we never saw. Go into that for a second.
You know, it's absolutely shameful that 3 years after one-sixth of our economy was taken over through the president's health care bill, we are just now getting a peek behind the closed doors at the White House in terms of how it was put together, who was involved, the deals that were made, and the kind of strong-arm tactics that were used despite the president's pledge of absolute transparency.
Right. You're breaking up a little bit there. Absolute transparency. Where was this not transparent? What was most glaring to you when you talk about memos and backroom negotiations? We're familiar with, of course, the corn husker payback and all that, but what haven't we seen?
Well, what we are now starting to see through the series of emails is a deal that was cut by the administration on a $80 billion portion of the health care bill that dealt with pharmaceuticals and drug companies. And so what we're learning is that the House of Representatives wasn't even involved in these discussions. The White House had promised that the healthcare debate would be televised, it would be open, it would be transparent. And yet what we have seen through these emails is a series of negotiations between pharma and the White House. And the White House's absolute, closed-door negotiations trying to come up with a deal, threatening with certain policy provisions, making sure that they were using the bully pulpit of the White House at press conferences to urge policies that they knew were against the pharmaceutical companies, all to try and force the pharmaceutical companies into a deal mm-hmm. that the White House is trying to get and supported the bill.
Is this whole thing going to be moot here if the Supreme Court this month comes down, striking down the mandate, which will effectively eviscerate Obamacare?
You know, I don't think it does do away with the need for the investigation, and so we have an obligation to understand who was involved and how the deal was put together. In fact, we have emails that, quote-unquote, call this thing the deal. And you're talking about organizations that were pressured into funding 501c4 groups that the president has called shady, these secret organizations that give out money and run TV ads, third-party ads that he has been so publicly against. They were actually urging behind these closed doors for the companies to donate money so they could run advertisements for the health care bill through these shady organizations, in the president's words. And so this investigation will continue regardless of what happens with the decision by the Supreme Court.
Do you think the average voter out there, though, does get investigation fatigue? Can the Democrats then play that and say, look, you know, they're just trying to discredit everything we're doing? You get my point here.
Well, I think the Democrats are certainly going to try to do that, but the bottom line is the American people have always had a bad feeling in their gut when it comes to how the health care bill was put together, and I think they want the answers, and that's why this investigation is really getting legs.
Listen, we haven't spoken since, and I don't want to drag you into this unnecessarily, but Congressman, your colleague Mike Kaufman and his comments, and I guess it speaks to, on some level, this whole idea of investigation and qualifications and birther and Fast and Furious is all kind of bundled together, which really causes one to question anything that goes on in this White House. Have you talked to Congressman Kaufman? We cannot get him to get back on the air here, and it frustrates me to no end. I don't know that he needed to apologize as vociferously as he did. A comment on that, please.
Well, you know, I certainly talked to Mike Kaufman and understand his frustration with the president. I believe the president, as does Mike Kaufman, that the president is a citizen of the United States, born in this country. I think what you saw was somebody who's extremely frustrated with the failed policies of this president that's actually making our economy worse. You know, this country needed the president to succeed in 2008 when he was elected. We've now seen 40 months in a row where unemployment's been at or above 8%. The job numbers that came out last week where unemployment actually increased. Mike Kaufman, myself, and others are all extremely frustrated with the failure of this president's policies to move the country in the right direction. And so, you know, I think he did what he felt was necessary, and I think he did the right thing. But, again, the issue in November is what we are going to do to move this country in the right direction.
All right. Listen, we'll let you go. What's on your docket today, though?
We're going to be voting on legislative branch appropriations. That's a fancy way of saying we're going to be voting on Congress's budget.
Oh, okay.
Have fun with that.
Wait a minute. Last I checked, there was no budget. What's going on with
the House continues to do our job. We've passed appropriations bills. We've passed budget bills. They're piling up like dead wood over in the Senate, and we'll see what happens.
Right. There you go. Harry Reid, I hope you hear this. I suspect he's not. Congressman Cory Gardner, highest-ranking law enforcement official. Thank you for clarifying that for me.
Hey, no problem. Anytime.
All right, take care. All right, it's Cory Gardner, 747 on Kelly & Company, a traffic check right now, and we'll get the market numbers for you.